Welcome to The Shift Series 2. I am Kemi Nekvapil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, author, and certified Dare to Lead facilitator. As a coach, it is my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are now to where they want to be. It is my privilege to create a space for you to dig into your internal resources as you focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Let's begin. We all have fear, and sometimes we don't know that it is fear that is driving our actions or lack thereof. There are different forms of fear. Fear that raises its head when we find ourselves in particular situations. Fear that overcomes us when we are uncomfortable and uncertain. And there is a fear, I believe, that stops most of us fulfilling our goals and living our lives. The fear of what others will think. Today's shift is for courage. Adora decided she wanted the support of a coach to help her make a very important life decision. She was 38, successful in her work, and owned her own home. Her five-year relationship with a man she had hoped to have children with had just ended. A man that had told her from day one that he did not want children. I really thought I could change his mind. I really did. For 5 years, I thought I could change his mind. But 5 months ago, he sat me down and told me that it would be cruel for him to stay in the relationship when we had such a fundamental difference of needs. I wanted children. He didn't. And I'll be honest, it hurt and it still does sometimes, but I do respect him for finishing it. So, Adora, what would you like from our session today? I want to gain some form of clarity about whether I have a child on my own or if I accept that I may never be a mother. Are they your only two options? I ask. What do you mean? She said. If I heard you correctly, you feel that there are currently two options. Have a child on your own or don't have a child. Is that correct? Well, Kemi, I very much doubt I'm going to meet a man at this late stage who wants to have children right now. I'm a 38-year-old woman. I'm a ticking time bomb. Okay, so in you saying that, I just want to check in with you. Does that mean that you've had your eggs assessed and you've been told that you have limited time? No, I haven't had my eggs assessed. Okay, I say that's fine, but I just want to clarify with you. So at the moment, it's a feeling, not yet a fact. Yeah, okay, if you put it like that. So, Adora, why do you want to become a mother? I have always wanted to be a mum for as long as I can remember. I was one of those girls who played with dolls for as long as I could, long after the other girls had moved on to fashion and crushes. I felt good being able to look after something, and I've always wanted to be a mum and a wife, and I know that it's not very feminist. Adora, many a feminist is married with children, I remark. Yeah, I know, she says. What would your chosen environment be? Would it be to have a child on your own or would it be to have a partner? I would definitely want a partner, actually a husband, but when or if I find one is out of my control. I feel I have everything else, the career, the home, a stable family and friends, my health, a good environment. I really feel I'm ready to raise a child. Adora, I'm curious, when you used to play with dolls, were you also a wife? Oh, yes, of course. A child out of wedlock? She exclaims in a mock tone. Tell me more about that, I inquire. When I grew up, it was made very clear to me that to have a child without being married was not okay. I was also privy to the gossip that circulated about the girls in my town who were single mothers. They were practically shunned. And I love my parents very much. But they are very old school and they make it very clear what is okay and what is not okay. So what I'm hearing and what I understand is that having a baby out of wedlock was not acceptable to your parents and the community that you grew up in. But what is acceptable for you now as a fully independent 38-year-old woman? Oh, when you put it like that, well, it is like that, isn't it? I respond. I know I'm not a child, but I want my parents to be proud of me and I don't want to disappoint them. Do you believe that giving them a grandchild will disappoint them Are you serious? They were devastated when my partner and I broke up. They thought a baby was due at any moment, she exclaimed. Have you ever shared your feelings about letting them down with your parents? No. I wonder if a conversation with them will help or make it worse. Do you mean worse than not having the child that you want? Do you think I'm stupid? She asks. No, I don't think you're stupid. I think you love your parents very much and you want to be respectful of their beliefs. And maybe it is time for you to chart your own courageous path. You have courage in spades, Adora. What if they disown me, Kemi? What if they embrace you? What if your happiness is more important to them than anything else? There is a long sigh. I really want to start the journey of trying to be a mum. I may not even get pregnant, but I will regret not trying. Okay, the ticking time bomb is going to be courageous. I'm going to talk with them. And how will you share your plans with them? I ask her. I will tell them that I love them and that I want to have a baby, that time is running out and I may not ever find a partner, but I will regret never becoming a mother. I will ask for their support, even if they do not agree with the method, and I will ask them to keep loving me and my baby. That is exactly what courage would say. By when will you have this conversation with your parents, Adora? I shall talk with them tomorrow night at dinner. And now it is over to you. In every coaching session I guide, there is always a section where you, the listener, commits to action. Action that is relevant to your life right now. Think of a situation where you could step into courage. Where are you letting your fear overshadow your dreams and your desires? Where are you allowing others' expectations inform how you live your life? And what is the impact on you? What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not what one action are you hoping to do, going to try to do, or might do if you have the time? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Harper Lee, real courage is when you know you're licked before you begin, but you begin anyway and see it through. No matter what. Please note that as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the opportunity to see your situation differently, a chance to reflect, to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me to know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work or to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at kemineckvipil.com. That's kemineckvipil.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.